This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Morning, this is Frida Liu, listening to Open for Business. Bila Bila Mart, a modern concert, Kedai Runcit, opened their first outlet in the Monkara Mall on March 16, 2020, 2 days before the first MCO was announced. The story of Bila Bila was inspired by the Pride Malaysians' take in their heritage, cuisine and culture. Think as a Kedai Runcit recreated in a fresh and modern image while being passionate champions of locally produced Malaysian businesses. I'm here with the co-founders, husband and wife team, Justin Tan Hai Liang, she says call him Hai Liang, and Hui Jing, Li Hui Jing, right, to know more about their story. Actually, I want to first know, why Bila Bila?
Ha. Okay, we always wanted something that's very Malaysian. So when we see what you have in the market, like you have brands that glorify things that is not Malaysian, like Japanese and Korean.
Right.
So as a foodie myself, I find it very frustrating. I was like, we really need something to, you know, put Malaysian out there.
Right.
So we memang wanted something that is very grassroots Malaysian. We even tried a few names like Runcit, like Macam Macam. Then we somehow ended up with Bila Bila because of trademark. And it's a very nice name to use because we have like a lot of branding thing that we use, like Bila Bila Pun Support Local, Bila Bila Pun Boleh. So it's a very fun name to use. So yeah, that's how we got our name.
Okay, it's very interesting you're saying, right? Yeah. We do see Japanese, Korean, and we don't see Malaysian.
Correct.
And that was the main reason you're all sort of like, okay, let's look at supporting this. Actually, both your backgrounds from what?
So myself, I was an ex-banker in OCBC about 10 years. So I was doing corporate real estate. So I was a relationship manager. So managing a lot of property developers, a lot of landlords. That's how I ended up doing a lot of more business development and growth for this venture that we had, the Exim. Yeah. So that's how we started. So for Exim, they are our friend earlier. So they say, hey, there were a lot of people approaching them. You know, why suddenly, why so many people approaching them for this business? So they must be thinking something they doesn't know, that this business probably is something they can think about, you know, since they're building a lot of condominiums. Yeah, so that's how they ended up funding us in the first venture,
right? Okay.
I've all the while been in sales and marketing. So I started off my career in the tobacco company as a management trainee. So I was in marketing for about 6 years. Then I thought, okay, it's kind of boring. I want to leave corporate and do my own business. Then somehow I landed myself in insurance. So I was really full-fledged sales, but that really gave me a taste of how to run a business because there's no basic, no nothing. It was just purely commission. So happened that we thought, like, why not we start something off by ourselves,
right?
So hence we have Bila Bila.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking also, like, it must have been so challenging. Both of you are not from this background, right? And then having to find the supplies. Was that a challenge for Malaysian products? Was it a problem finding the supplies?
I think even before we started this business, I was already very involved in what's on social media. So I myself, personally, I really like to see all these artisanal Malaysian products. And because of my experience in FMCG, so I will always look at, like, go supermarket and look at what's new. I always try out what's new. So I realised that there are a lot of all these small brands that are only available online. Like, why are they not available offline?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why we thought, hey, why not we just start a brand to park all these brands in our outlet and then see how it goes.
Okay.
So that's how it started.
Okay, now a very interesting question. March 16, open, and then what was going through your mind 2 days later?
Oh, on that day of opening itself, I was like, oh my God, that's it.
Okay.
How? So I was really, really frustrated because I was sitting there at like 12 a.m. On 18th of March, which the lockdown already happened. So then, again, on social media, I was on Instagram, everybody is commenting, oh, you know where you get face masks? Where do you get Dettol? Where do you get all these sanitizer? So I was outside the shop. I was looking inside. I have a gondola and have shelves full of all these supplies that people are looking for. And I just posted a picture on Instagram and I thought, okay, what is this boosting? Okay, just pressed. And then I put all the right hashtag. And then I see messages coming in like PM, nak tahu berapa harga, boleh tak hantar pergi Jinjang ke, boleh tak hantar pergi Setiawangsa, even Sabah, Sarawak. So I thought, hey, this is something that we can do to survive because we have zero walk-in. So that's how it started.
Actually, to add on that, it was the brand that helped us through was Dettol by Recky Benckiser, right? So at the time, at the point in time, it was short in stocks in the whole market. So the distributor, there's not enough supply to the market. Right. So I have to go and personally drive to the distributor warehouse just to book the stocks and pay cash and do whatever just to grab whatever stocks we have. And then we can let her market it online.
Correct. Okay, so it's a lot of, then the focus became a lot more on delivery.
That's right.
Correct.
Okay. Because everything is locked down, right?
Yeah, everybody can't come out and people are very skeptical. Like, should I come out? Would I get infected if I come out? So then we see people coming in and not only asking us for all these sanitizers, they also ask, do you have kicap? Do you have miya masa? Okay. Can I just buy all these? Even sometimes even ask for cigarettes as well. So they even ask if we sell all these produce. Then we realize, oh, actually, because we wanted to be like a food destination for Malaysian food, then we realised that during that time, it's no longer relevant. People are looking for fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. They're looking for frozen items that they can cook a meal out of it. So that's when we also then look for alternative. We pivoted and then moved to selling all these things. And hence, the entire Kedai Runcit then comes out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And right now, I know you don't sell tobacco and liquor.
We do.
We do. Mm-hmm. But in certain locations, like in the universities, we don't. Because it's not allowed.
Okay. So in terms of you came in partnership with Exim, right? So are you just open where Exim is or, you know, I guess you're open to all other locations?
Actually, when we first approached them was for a location in Desa Petaling where their condominium is about to complete. Mm. So that's how they decided to go with us quickly over a quick short meeting. Mm. So from there on, we started on acquiring one small mini market in the Japanese condominium. From there, we opened our Mon Kiara shop. We spent the MCO hit. Mm. And then in July, that's when the first Kedai Runcit Modern was established in Subang Jaya SS12. Mm. So from there on, their location only came in on the fifth store. So not on the first store. So now out of our 26 store, they only have about 3 or 4 stores with us, which is condominium built by them.
Okay, so you're not just available in condominiums.
Yes, that's right. We have high street locations. We have about 4 or 5 high street locations as well, and universities as well.
Okay, so I read somewhere that you said the first outlet open was a mistake.
Was that Mon Kiara?
Why?
Mon Kiara. Because we opened with the name Bila Bila without the word Mart. So people don't know what it is.
Okay.
That's first. Second is because of the location itself. Yes, you pass by when you're driving.
Okay.
But when you go into the building itself, you will not see us anymore. So it became an inconvenience store.
Okay.
Yeah. So although the location, by the sheer fact that it's facing the road, it's not necessary good.
Okay.
So from that on, that time we also had like quite a difficulty with the landlord because it's our first ever tenancy agreement.
Okay.
And we didn't have experience. We didn't go through the fine lines in detail. In the end, there was some lawsuit involving some of the fine lines.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was so thick and we are like, okay, all these are quite standard, right? Mm. Okay, la, don't need to go through. Okay, but it was a mistake.
Okay, so lessons learned.
Okay. Yeah.
Many lessons learned. Yeah. I'm here with Justin Tan Hai Liang and Li Hui Jing from Bila Bila Mart. We'll talk a little bit more about the expansion plans in just a moment. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Business Filled Minds, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Tan Hai Liang also known as Justin, together with Li Hui Jing, co-founders of Bila Bila Mart. And you would have seen them around. And, you know, I just realized I don't go to a lot of these marts myself. It's like, now I'm looking out, oh, they're here, now that I notice it. And of course, they opened March 16, 2020, sharing about their story, how they started 2 days before the pandemic, and now 26 outlets.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so 26 outlets, and what are the plans for the rest of the year?
The rest of the 2023, our plan is to have 2 stores a month, averagely. So we will ramp up after Q1, which is first quarter with holidays and Chinese New Year. And there's also Hari Raya coming, coming up. So our manpower resources is also limited because of these festive seasons as well.
Yeah.
So our ramping up will be in second quarter onwards.
Yeah.
So we're targeting 24 to 26 stores by additional by end of this year, doubling up to 50 stores.
Wow.
That's the game plan for 2023.
Whole of Malaysia?
Whole of Malaysia, not yet. We are doing some feasibility studies on the northern part of Malaysia, talking to some local partners as well as we plan. Our expansion plan will be very similar to what our partner does in their property development business as well.
Okay.
So wherever we go to a state, we're not just going by ourselves. We will find a local partners who is familiar with the locality there as well as we scale the business.
Mm, okay, so it's a combination of whether a condominium will work best or high street. In my experience, what is better though?
But actually good and bad for both. Of course, condominium is more captive locations.
Mm.
But high street, we get the visibility of our branding as well. Mm. So this year, it's there's good and bad. Condominium, we're serving the communities, so a lot more focus on, they come in every 3 days hour from our study, our statistics. Every customer comes in every 3 days, once in 3 days time.
Okay.
So in the high street one, we have about 4 or 5 locations.
Right.
We're doing more on branding and that kind of stuff as we build as we scale the business.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think I just want to add on to that because we also brand ourselves as convenience grocer.
Mm.
So we are a small format of grocery store, but we provide convenience because of the sheer location of our outlets.
Right.
So like even if we are in condos, yes, we serve the community that's in a condo.
Mm.
And in high street itself, we also look for areas that is a bit more residential or the communities has, they share the same values, they share the same kind of interest for the certain products. It does not differentiate so much over like a place in Bukit Bintang, for example.
Okay.
Every single consumer is different.
Right.
So our locations that we choose is a bit more targeted. So like residential, when we go to universities, then we will focus on certain products range.
Okay.
Because people who shop there, they all share almost the same interests.
Right.
And it provides convenience because I think after MCO, we also realized that shopping behaviors has already pivoted and changed.
Mm.
Some people just want to have like a quick fix.
Mm.
I do not want to queue up in a grocery store and a supermarket anymore.
Mm.
Like big format supermarket, people only go there when they really need to and they buy in bulk.
Yeah.
So like for our kind of business, we see that like most of the consumers would prefer to come in, they have like a different choice now that it provides them so much saving on time and also petrol. You don't have to look for a car park. Yeah, so we really focus on looking at areas that we can serve the communities. Yeah.
Okay. And I can't say what's a hot selling item. It really depends on which area.
That's right.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And operating hours, what is it like?
We do 7 a.m. to about 2 a.m. now because we have limited resources as well. Even though some of the location we can do 24/7.
Limited resources.
Limited manpower.
How to find them? How are you finding them? How are you keeping them?
Manpower shortage is across every industry. So this is the factual things that we face in our operations day to day.
There are a few things that we are working on. Our HR, of course, other than having locals, we are also getting foreign support, which recently we have gotten a certain quota to be under our company directly. So my team, my HR will be focusing on that. Of course, foreigner also have its limitations. So we are are paying actually a bit higher than our competitors in getting talent. So we see certain retention rate when it comes to our retail assistants. Mm. And for HQ as well, I think we have been pretty lucky to get good talents because by creating a very young and fun environment, the brand itself is already fun and young and progressive, right? So I think a lot of fresh grads, they can relate to that.
Okay.
So when we put ourselves out there, I think after we cross like the 15 outlets, we actually see more interesting resumes coming in. At first, we really had a challenge to look for people. Yeah, so...
And a combination of full-timers and part-timers.
Correct, correct. So now, I think that because youngsters, they want something to be fun. Like, it's... And some of Bila Bila Mart is a very new name to the market. Mm. So they find that the values that we have and the values they shared, it's similar.
Is there a number, like, in each outlet, maximum two people? Is there a kind of... How many people does it take to run...
We have a manpower matrix that we have that we set. Mm. Depends a few things that comes into play. It depends on the operating hours of the outlets, firstly.
Yeah.
Second, it also depends on the sales and the location of the outlets. So even if a place that we don't open too long, but we have a lot of footfall, so we need more people. So like on average, we need about 3 to 4 per outlet.
Okay.
But there are some locations that we have 10 staffs.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Which one is that?
That one will be at Arte Monkera.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is bigger as well.
Bigger. And we open until 3 a.m. And on Friday and Saturday, we open until 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just thinking the staff challenge as well. And I guess moving forward, is the idea also to franchise or license?
We're toying a few ideas. There's a lot of plans coming. There's a lot of proposal coming in terms of licensing and franchising. Mm. At this moment of time, our funding is sufficient. Banks already started lending us money anyway. Mm. So because of our strong shareholders in Exim, we do not see that we will go into the franchising model in the next 1 or 2 years' time. Mm. So we are focusing as establish our own supply chain, our operations, stabilizing it as we scale the number of outlets. Mm. So now we are focusing wholly owned outlet for now.
Okay. You know, running this business right now, what has been the biggest challenge? Is it the manpower? Is it supply chain? Marketing?
COVID.
COVID, yes. But COVID does help us as well in terms of our location. The customers do not go like what Jing say, what Jing say. The customer do not need to park their car and go into a mall. Yeah. They prefer nearer location. Yes. That's where we found in some of our locations as well. They just come in, park the car, get grab two, three items and they go. So it saves their time and they worry about the spread of COVID as well.
Mm. I think other than COVID, it's manpower. Every day we're having manpower issue.
Right.
Operation issues that we have on a daily basis involve manpower. Some of them involve staff integrity.
Mm.
And that happens almost on a weekly basis.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, which outlet is it this week, right?
Correct.
How much of automation can you do? Should you do? But also, I know, I understand, like, if there's nobody there, there's no personal touch as well, right? Mm. But at the same time, like, how much automation can you put in place?
I think when he speaks about automation, a lot of people thought like convenience store is just, you know, just paying money and trading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cashiering, yes, you can do automation. But when it comes to products, freshness checking, hygiene checking, you still need a real human being. Because like the expiry date tracking is the hardest in any food business.
Mm.
And the freshness of the vegetables and fruits, you still need a human eye to assess whether that item is still fit for sale. So we can't get automation with that. So yes, I can automate cashiering, but in terms of, you know, the entire hygiene and the outlook, maintenance of the store, you really still need a human.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you guys like to add?
No, we are good for now.
We're good for now. Hui Jing?
No lah, nothing lah. I mean...
What else have we learned the most?
Yes.
We learned the most.
Husband and wife working together.
That's good because we have a very clear separations of roles and responsibility. Okay, yeah. I think that's very clear. I focus on the growth. I focus on the location. I focus on the landlord relationship and the key suppliers. Mm. Whereas Jing does a lot more other operation, which is the key support model for this business, and also the marketing part of it. Mm. Yeah. So there's less conflict in that as a husband and wife relationships.
There's still a lot of conflict every day, but but we try to just get it done and solve on the spot.
Okay. Well, thanks for spending time, and you know, very exciting. So much has happened in the last 2 years, two years and a bit. Right. Looking at you guys with more growth. I've been speaking to Tan Hai Liang and Li Hui Jing from Billa Billa Mart, and you've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.